She says. What do you say, Doc? $300,000. It's a lot of money. I'm telling you straight.
Sounds too easy.
Oh, it is. All we got to do is break his sorry ass out of jail, get him across the old Rio Grande.
What's the hard part?
Collecting.
Well, not this time. This here Mexican's uncle is loaded. Come on, Carol, help me out here a little bit. Tell Doc it's a good deal. We'll split the money 50-50.
You are kidding. I'm on this job too, you know.
You got a smart woman there, Doc. You taught her real well.
I guess she figures we do most of the work, we get most of the cash.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm supplying the plane and the deal. Without that, you got nothing. Which one you like, baby?
I like the Colt.
The Colt's mine.
But I want it.
Excuse me. I hate to break up this beautiful moment here, but I need to know what you're gonna do, Doc. Are you in or out? Guess I can take that as a yes, huh?
I'll think about it.
Don't take too goddamn long. Do it myself. Okay, I see you.
If you're on the left, this is perfect.
You got 3 minutes to pull this off.
Once I get in the van, I know.
Right.
What?
Hell of a way to make a living, Doc.
Well, you should have married a dentist.
top of her. 1208, go now.
Go now.
What's she doing?
Come on, move it!
Jesus, you're gonna flood it.
Out of here, sweetheart.
Where's this, amigo?
Make a left here. Then make another left.
Hey, you lost your cargo, you dumb fucks.
Adios, pendejos!
Gracias por sacarme de este infierno, tío.
Siéntese. Una cerveza para mi sobrino. Very smooth piece of work. Your little job even got you on the 5 o'clock news and the cable down here. It's all there. You can check it if you wish. Thank you for bringing my nephew back to me. Who could do such a terrible thing to my nephew, huh? Luis was a nice family man, but his accounts were short for 100 million pesos. Nice doing business with you.
Ya va saliendo del edificio.
Fuck me! Shit!
Let's go! Domino's!
We're out of here, boss.
Arriba, gringo.
Husband, Carter McCoy.
Okay, come to the game.
Vaya por ahí. Derecho.
Vente conmigo, tienes un visitante.
Está platicando con aquellos camaradas. Que se quiere ayuda.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, baby. You been doing okay?
Pretty good. I went to see my brother in Oklahoma. See his kids. God, Doc.
Hey. I think I've got a way out of this place. There's this guy that works out of Phoenix. His name's Jack Benyon. Controls a lot of action on both sides of the border, and he's planning something very big. Looking for a guy that can handle security, explosives. For the right guy, he'll pull some strings. Benyon knows about me. You contact him. Tell him I'm for sale. Just get me the hell out of here. Can you do that? Can you do that for me?
I'm not spending the next 20 years without.
Welcome to the Arizona Biltmore.
Oh, my. You're Doc McCoy's wife?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Jim Deere Jackson, may I have your purse? I work for Mr. Benyon. Mrs. McCoy, I'm Frisk you.
Excuse me, Mr. Benyon, sir. Your guest has arrived.
McCoy back.
That made your day.
My morning, anyway.
Hello, Mrs. McCoy. I'm Jack Benyon.
Nice to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine. Sorry about Jim Deere here. Sometimes he enjoys his work too much.
Mr. Benyon, I came here to talk about my husband.
Won't you please sit down?
Sure. Thank you.
You care for a drink?
Scotch, please.
Rocks?
Be fine.
How is your husband?
He could be a lot better.
Prisons in Mexico aren't very nice. Even harder for a gringo down there, isn't it? It's a shame for a fellow with all his talent.
I understand you have a job. Maybe you could help each other out.
Possible.
Thank you.
Doc's in prison. In Mexico. It's complicated. I can get myself another guy. Why should I bother with your husband?
Doc's the best. Isn't that what you want?
That's what I want. So just how cooperative are the McCoys willing to be?
Very.
You know, you deserve a lot better. You're way out of his league.
How long has he been in?
Over a year.
Ooh. It's a long time, isn't it?
It's a very long time.
Yeah.
What's your name?
McCoy.
Sala, what's your name, McCoy?
Aeropuerto.
I'm late. Did you wait long?
No. Not long.
It's just so much.
Can't get a good station on here.
Make it a short day. Good work, Sam.
Right, sir.
May I get you a beer or something?
No, thank you.
Guess you don't mix business and pleasure, huh? Me? I mix them all the time. I know your wife spoke highly of you.
You're a lucky man to have such a woman to run your errands.
What can I do for you?
Dog track right here in town. A very well-built safe. Big vault room, just like a bank.
There's no money at the dog races. Even the payroll is small time.
No, this track's different. It'll be there, trust me.
How much?
A million. Maybe two. Maybe more. See, I know the people running the operation. I used to get a cut of the action until they decided they didn't need me anymore. They were wrong.
What's the deal?
I keep 2/3. You keep 1. You take care of your crew out of your end. Pretty generous considering I got you out of prison. And I can put you right back in. Now let's go meet your boys. I got you some professionals.
I like to use my own people.
It doesn't much matter what you like, does it?
There he is, just like old times.
Good to see you, Doc.
Glad to let you out, hon.
Hey, I'm Frank Hansen. I'm pleased to meet you.
You worked with Jack Easler out of Galveston, right, Frank?
Yeah, cops blew Jack up, actually, a couple months ago.
Where?
Baton Rouge, a payroll job.
Where else you worked, Frank?
I hit some liquor stores, you know, and I drive real good. And I shoot nice.
You shoot nice, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
Army.
Army, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm a team player.
You guys just do your job. You stay clean, I stay clean. Real simple, right?
Right.
It's the last time you and I meet in public. If you got any more business with me, you handle it with my associate, Jim Deere.
McCoy! I didn't want to leave you. We both know you had all the money. Maybe I should have waited, but I didn't want to stick around and get my head blown off. What am I going to do, go to jail like you? Look, I'm not the kind to apologize, so I'm not gonna. Benyon wants me, and that's the end of it. He ain't going to back down. Let's just make the best of it. No hard feelings, all right? Boy, you're touchy, Doc.
Don't fuck me again. No hard feelings.
Asshole.
Once we wrap it up in the vault room, if everything, when everything times out perfect, we've got the tanker in the parking field north of the track. It blows. There's your diversion. Inside the vault room, 2, maybe 3 guards, probably 2 accountants in the safe area itself. You got 1 guard with a .38 on your right-hand side when you come through this door. That's him on the monitor right now. Let's take care of him right away. Be careful that he doesn't panic and try to shoot somebody. One of these boys does try to get off a shot, this might come in handy.
I've been working 10 years without one of these. I sure as hell don't need it now. Might change my luck.
Nah, not for me.
Suit yourselves. After that, we're going to switch cars at
Sutter's Ranch.
Sutter's Ranch. And once I settle up with Benyon, we're all going to meet in Tucson to cut up the money. Unless, of course, we're hot, in which case we have to travel all the way to El Paso.
And why do we got to go all the way to El Paso?
I know a guy down there runs a place called the Border Hotel. He can get us some passports and IDs. Stuff's expensive, but it's the best. Get us into Mexico nice and clean. And after that, boys, it's adios and goodbye.
Why do we have to go in so hard? We don't gotta be John Dillinger for this one.
Dillinger got killed.
Yeah. Old Johnny got shot in the back. Bang, bang, bang.
You all right?
Benyon said I was a lucky man.
You are. You trust me?
Yeah, I guess so.
You better. Tell me everything's gonna be okay tomorrow, Doc. I don't want to spend any more time without you.
Hey, you're not the only one that's ready to quit this life, you know? You spent some time in prison. You do a lot of thinking. Listen to me. This is going to be our last job. You know that, don't you?
You mean it? Really? You do?
Thank you. 5 seconds.
Emergency power should have come on. Bill, why don't you close the vault? I'm just going to find out what's going on.
You better set the time lock.
Ready? Let's go.
Bill, the phones are dead.
What? Oh, I'm on the wall! Head towards the wall now! Head to the door! Head towards the door!
Drop the gun! Drop the gun on the floor! Open the door!
Head towards the door!
Open it up!
Oh my God! Oh my
God! Help! Move! 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 Move!
Move! Move! Move! Move! Head towards the door!
No! Don't hurt me! We can't open the safe! It's on a time lock!
No! Don't move! Don't anybody move! You're dead!
Come on, quiet! Shut up!
Don't move! Don't anyone move!
I'm down! I'm down!
Down! Down! Down! Stay!
Quit crying! Shut up! Put your head down.
No.
Ooh, nice legs. Dead hero.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Come on, let's go. Let's hurry.
Sorry.
so.
How far away is it?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. You gonna meet us there?
Uh-huh. He's gonna be there. Hold the wheel.
Sure.
He didn't make it. And neither did you.
That's what I always like about Rudy. He was predictable.
Let's get out of here.
What's Benyon's place like?
I don't know. I met him at the office. Doc, what if we headed south and just kept on going? If we got lots of money here, why share it?
Benyon's kept his end of the bargain so far.
You don't owe Benyon anything.
Better wrap this up quick. If anything happens, you do what you gotta do.
might never see you again. The news said one dead.
Three dead. Hansen got jumpy and shot a guard, and Rudy got ambitious and killed Hansen, then he lost his head and tried to kill me.
How's your wife?
Let's cut up this money. I want to get out of here.
I don't like complications.
Well, pull these kind of jobs, you take those chances.
You know, McCoy, you and I are two of a kind.
No, I don't think so. I like to do my own dirty work. I never much liked guys like you, the crooks that want to look respectable.
You still don't get it, do you? That's funny, because I always heard what a smart operator you are. So let's just look at the situation. One, a very attractive woman. Two, the woman's husband. A killer and a thief serving a long sentence in a Mexican hellhole. Three, a businessman. Lots of power and influence. A fellow who can easily get the husband a pardon. Why should he? Well, one simple reason. The obvious reason. Money. Maybe there's other considerations. The wife is very attractive. And she proves to be willing. Very willing. She sees an opportunity and she takes it. And who could blame her? She's tired of life on the run. Her husband is a loser. She wants something better. And so the inevitable happens. A very intimate alliance. A very pleasurable alliance. Enjoyed by both parties, vigorously and repeatedly. Enjoyed. And then the moment arrives. The husband is baited to a remote place. A place, well, Doc, kind of like this. Don't think too badly of your wife, Doc. After all, you were locked up in prison. She is a stunningly healthy young woman.
Way.
You stupid bitch, you should have told me! You were supposed to make a deal with him, not fuck his brains out!
The deal wasn't good enough!
Then you should have walked away!
And you'd still be sitting in that shithole!
I trusted you!
Yeah, and I came through for you,
oh,
too!
Yeah, repeatedly.
Fuck you!
You weren't straight with me!
I didn't think you could handle the truth, and I was right.
You weren't sure which one of us you were gonna shoot, huh?
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
But I'm sorry.
Sorry you shot Benyon?
No, I'm sorry I fucked him. Because I did it for you and you're not worth it.
get in.
Go to hell.
Hey. Get in. I guess you did what you had to do to get me out.
You'd do the same for me, wouldn't you, Doc? You'd humiliate yourself for me, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Damage here. I think glucose will start to work in about a half hour, and you'll feel better then. That collarbone's badly shattered. There's no infection yet. You should just keep changing those bandages several times a day.
Looks like I'm gonna need myself a nurse. Get over there where I can see you. Come on. That's bad.
You know, on second thought, I think it might just be wiser if we leave those bandages in place. Because now I'm nervous about you just irritating that wound.
Is that what you thought, Harold? Come on over here and sit down. Get over here and sit down. Come
here. You think real hard. You tell me the truth. Am I going to need more looking after or not?
There's a chance of gangrene setting in.
Well, lovely.
Three of us are going to do some traveling. So on tomorrow morning, we'll take your car and we're going to go to El Paso.
Wait, no, that's just not possible. We can't leave here, okay? We've got our work. We've got to take care of these animals.
What do you say, Fran? Do some traveling?
Oh, sure, honey. Whatever you say.
What kind of car you got, Harold?
Chevy. We have a Chevy Suburban.
Oh, that's nice. I like Chevys. Why don't you go outside and gas it up? Check the tires and check the oil. Make sure it's going to run real good because I don't want any trouble on the road, you understand? And if you come back in here with anyone else, I'm going to stop her clock. You got that? She dies.
You do what he says, Harold.
That's right, Harold.
Now go. Now get the fuck out of here. Come here, honey. Come here, polka dots. Sit down. What's his name? He's cute. So are you.
How long has he been dead?
A few hours at least.
Hell, they're probably halfway to Mexico.
Well, Hansen said they was going to split the money up in Tucson. But if they got hot, they'd head to El Paso. Mm-hmm. Place called the Border Hotel.
Well, check both places. Put out the word. I know somebody's got our money.
What about Benyon?
There's a dry well about a mile from here.
Jack deserves a proper burial.
You just do what I tell you.
Huge explosion of a tanker truck. Panic with nearby spectators. All part of the extremely well-organized robbery. Our reporter, Ross Bocero, was on the scene within minutes of the incident. We go now to his taped report from the dog track earlier today.
A lot of folks were here at the dog track today trying to get a little lucky. But it seems that some people got a little luckier than most. Now, this explosion appears to have been a decoy for a large robbery here today. Now, details are sketchy, but this is what we know. One guard has been killed. Police officials believe this is the work of experts. They knew what they were doing. But they don't know who pulled this robbery off.
As I said, Pinhead Hanson.
I say that we dump that wagon right now and hop on that train to El Paso.
We're still heading to Gallis?
We gotta get some new passports. You got a better idea?
You okay?
Sure. Don't I seem okay?
I don't know. If you were still pissed at me, I probably wouldn't know anything about it. You just act like everything was all right anyway.
I'm not following you.
You'd want me to think you'd forgotten even if you hadn't. I don't trust you, Doc.
Hey, I got an idea. Here, I just want to prove something to you. Take your gun back. Go on, take it.
It's not loaded.
Oh, that's right. You emptied it into Benjamin. Here. Take mine. Go ahead.
I don't want it.
Go on.
I don't want it.
Got plenty of money here. Go wherever you want to go.
Harold's t-shirts. Could be a little small for your body, but it's clean. I wouldn't worry too much about Harold if I were you. He's not going to bring anyone back here. He's harmless.
Well, ain't that the truth? How long you two been married?
2 years.
Exciting 2 years. I'll bet it's been. Hanging around this place. Fixing up all the little doggies.
Look, I'm not going to be any trouble to you. Fact is, this may sound kind of funny, but I was thinking that maybe you and I could be friends.
But my experience at having friends is overrated.
Oh, well.
Come here.
don't always have to be pointing that gun at me. Well, do whatever you want, really, I will.
What are you wearing underneath that dress?
Nothing.
Turn around. Flip off that nail polish because I don't like it, hey? When I tell you to come here, you move your ass real fast, you understand? Because I got you figured out from the start. Now go ahead. Wait a second. Get rid of this, too.
Come here.
Don't get blood on me. I hate blood.
I'll park the car while you get the tickets. Meet me in the bar.
Okay.
That bag's kind of heavy. Why don't you let me take it?
It's not heavy. I can handle it.
Hey, you. Don't park here. Use the structure around the corner.
Yes, sir, boss.
Here are your two tickets to El Paso, your change, and your train should be leaving in about 1 hour. Thank you.
Big bag. There you go.
Thank you.
Glad to help.
You're the third bridesmaid for us that we have in my closet. Did you ever wear any of the others? No, I
didn't. Kila.
Is that so okay?
It's fine.
You have to catch a train?
That's right.
Yeah, me too. I'm going home.
Where's home?
Utah, the Beehive State. I'm from Mormon. It's right near Salt Lake. Say, you wouldn't happen to be Mormon, would you? There's about 12 people in the state that aren't Mormon, and I'm one of them.
Well, that makes you kind of special then, huh?
Yeah, I guess it does. Say, you wouldn't be taking the train to Salt Lake, would you?
No. No, I'm afraid not.
Never have any luck. Sorry. Where is it?
It's in a locker over there.
Show me.
Can't forget about it, can you, Doc?
Next two of us.
Maybe we should cut the money and split up right here.
If that's how you feel about it, then fine by me.
We've lost something, Doc.
I think Benyon got to you.
At least I got to him. What the... Noah put it in this locker.
Hey, what are you trying to pull?
Noah put it in this locker.
A man helped me just a few minutes ago.
Someone helped you?
Yeah, and then I went to the bar.
What did he look like?
He was tall. He had a red shirt, but I know I'll put it in that locker.
Switch the keys on you. The oldest trick in the book. Come on. Let's go.
Do you see him?
Do you see him?
No. Maybe he went outside.